connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
K4ZYQ, testing on frequency.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yo, Delta 8, here at Foxtrot Zulu, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Stand by. Yeah, we had to reboot the server, Lance. Go ahead and you have to reconnect to the island.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KFAFGS, monitoring.
Okay, radio service test 3812345, WSM.
KFHFGS monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KE8LAX Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
I got some time for a low mobile. Hello, mobile. LAX or something. WAAWQU here. I didn't catch the sign that it is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. The name here is Dean. Currently just north of Mount Clemens, Michigan. Roger. Mobile near Mount Clemens. Yeah, real fine, Dean. Name here is Terry. Tango, Echo, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee. So, okay on Mount Clemens there. I'm sitting in my my lazy boy. So, glad you get your seatbelt on. Copy that. The seatbelt is on, and the lazy boy sounds nice. I taking the daughter to work right now, and then just kind of putzing around for the rest of the day. Well, where are you? Where's your QTH?
Hey, okay, Dean. Yeah, I'm near Clio, north of Flint and south of Saginaw and Birch Run. So that's where I am. Yeah, I was outside here a while. I couldn't believe how warm it was. I took my coat off and came in the house and got a lighter coat on to do my afternoon walk.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I was waiting for Monday because I work midnight, and so today I was kind of getting back to a normal schedule for the family because I get 4-day weekends off every other weekend, and I was planning on riding the motorcycle on Monday, but today would have been an absolute perfect day for it.
Yeah, Roger on the motorcycle plans. Yes, I didn't ride my pedal bike, too much last summer. Kind of a balance familiarity thing. I'm going to see if I can't have better luck on the bicycle this spring here. Looking forward to it. Sure enjoy the bicycle. I'm sure you really enjoy your motorcycle.
Absolutely, and I should, in all honesty, get back into cycling as well, you know, for health and exercise reasons. But I do absolutely love my motorcycle. When the weather turns, it doesn't matter. You know, rain, storm, high wind, I do not care. I am on two wheels. As long as it's not raining when I walk out the door, I'm on the bike.
Yeah, Roger, on the rain. Yeah, when I was young, I even used my pedal bicycle in the winter to get to college, junior college. So I never really went on any travel trips, you know, no big trips with the, my brother, he got into a group of five or six guys, and they went from, I think it was Bay City to Mackinac Island, Mackinac City or something. We got rides home, but they rode their bicycles, pedal bicycles, a long way, way too far for me to ride a bicycle.
Yeah, that's one heck of a trip. I don't know if I could I don't know if I'd want to do that, even if I had the physical ability to pull that off. I don't know if I'd want to, but there is some people that are out there that do it, and that's great. There's also, I forget which holiday it is, but they shut down the bridge up there to do a walk every year, and I've thought about doing that a couple of times and still never have.
Roger, on the idea of walking the bridge, I've often thought of that. Well, probably 25 or 30 years ago, I went to Mackinac Island with my wife and my mother, and they rode the horse-drawn carriage around. And one year I took the bicycle and kind of followed them a little ways, and then I took a lot of roads up the hills near the other forts and things. The other year that I went up there to Mackinac Island, I walked around the island. That was 5 miles too. Walked around the island, and I thought, wow, you know, my feet are going to hurt, my ankles are going to hurt, my knees are going to hurt. And what really hurt was my ass. My hips gave out on me.
Yeah, you know, that's also something I've never done as of yet, is Mackinac Island. An ex-girlfriend and all of her friends all lived up that way, Indian River. And when they got their jobs, they went up to Mackinac for their jobs. So when I would go up there to visit, it was kind of like just everyday life, so I never did the touristy stuff when I was up there.
I thought the investment of time and the money and the gas and everything else was really worth it back when we had, you know, 70 and 80 miles an hour road up going, getting up there. You know, you could just pack up real quick and zip, you know, you can be, at least you get the feeling that you're zipped right up there. Always liked that. I think the last time it seemed like it took a long time. It seemed like it. Maybe it was just because I was older. Yeah, by far I'm retired. I'm 80. How old are you?
You'll probably get a chuckle out of this, but I'm 32, and this is KELAX for ID.
Yeah, you got a lot of bicycle and motorcycle riding ahead of you. Not so much for me.
Yeah, I copy that. But I've met some in the motorcycle community. I've met some diehards that just won't quit. And when they can't hold a bike up no more, they go out and buy trikes. So. There is some diehards out there that just won't quit, and I can appreciate that.
I got a schedule at 4 o'clock that I want to at least pay attention to, so I just got another 4 or 5 minutes here. Give you a heads up anyway. So, yeah, it's always nice to be able to do it with somebody else. That's where you're lucky, is if you got somebody to partner up with. Four eyes is a whole lot better than just looking around as close as you can.
Yeah, copy on the 4 o'clock having to jump out. Yeah, you know, when I first started riding, I was all for riding with friends and stuff like that, but as I've gotten a little bit older, I've been riding a while. I actually enjoy being on the road, you know, alone, just myself. It's a lot easier to worry about one than to worry about an entire pack. Once in a great while, it's fun, but also the struggle I have with people in my age group even still is they like to go out and be stupid, and I kind of don't like being in the middle of that, so I have a select few people that I ride with anymore, and I'll hop out and say 73 is after your final, so you can make your program. KELAX, back over to you.
Yeah, Roger. I see a lot of advantages to the alone travel versus traveling in a pack. Yeah, the did that in a bicycle grade school thing once, and being a little bit older than the other kids, I ended up to be a bicycle repairman for the phys ed teacher in the school. So I did a whole lot of riding, but I did it to catch up and help the other kids get their chain back on the thing. So I know what you mean by the pack. That's all I've got, Dean. Thanks for the ride. Happy, healthy, and a safe one. K8LAX, Mobile, WA8WQ. 73s, man. Take care.
73, Terry, have a good rest of your day. This is KELAX. I'll be clear and monitoring.
KF8, FTS, KELAX, you copy.
I think I caught KF8, FGS. This is KELAX. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is KF8. FTS, so this is David over here in Shelby Township. Dean, I just happened to be monitoring and heard your QSO. Thought I'd shout out to you.
Hey, greatly appreciated. Yeah, I was super active until I started this new job of mine, and I got switched over tonight, so I haven't been nearly as active as I was, but today I got some free time, and I'm actually up and awake when everybody else is, so spending a little bit of time on the radio and enjoying it. Back over to you.
Well, very good. Yeah, same here. I dropped my wife off at the airport and got home, and so I had some minutes, so I thought, well, let me just turn it on and see what we get. You're over there in New Haven, are you?
That's correct. That's the QTH. Currently, I'm on Gratiot, just north of Mount Clemens, and I'm currently transmitting on the Mount Clemens repeater. But yes, New Haven is correct.
Yeah, I just pulled up the membership roster at the APFC. And but I'm one of the newer guys. I'm unit 32 here in they call it Utica, but it's Shelby. And we've got an HT. I got a 4Y HT with a J pole. I'm the guy with the shovel handled J pole. I don't know if you heard about that one.
No, I haven't heard about that one as of yet. And unfortunately, with the new job, I work with Dave, our EC, and being switched over to nights, and I work every Thursday, so most of our stuff is on Thursday. So I've been struggling to make meetings and nets the last few of them. But I'm sure I will be around, and I'm sure we will get a chance to meet in person fairly soon.
Yeah, I look forward to it, Dean. Yeah, I'm pretty new, and I've been on, three or four of the nets, and I've been to a couple of in-person meetings. And when I first got my ticket, I built a J-pole, and, intending to put it up on the roof of the house, up on the chimney or whatever. And but the weather was terrible. The ground was frozen and the winds are howling. I didn't really feel like climbing up a 24-foot ladder in those conditions. So I put it off and I put it off. And finally, I just got tired of sitting in my truck to make these different nets. So I got to thinking about, I've heard of broom handle antennas and what have you. So I took a shovel right up near the house where the ground was soft and no frost, and I stamped a shovel in the ground, took some zip ties, put that copper J-pole on the end of the shovel, so the tip of it's up about 10 feet off the ground, and ran a little coax that I had left over from an old bank mount, and made it to the dining room table. So it was, the guys got quite a kick out of that. Somebody nicknamed it, Tim, I think, N-A-W-R-O, nicknamed that the shovel handle J-pole. So they got kind of a kick out of that.
Copy that. That's very innovative, and that's the world of amateur radio. You can improvise with just about anything. Were you there at the meeting that we did the measuring tape Yagis?
Roger that. Yeah, that was a guy here. I need to get a piece of coax or some kind of adapter, or the proper adapter to hook up to one of my HTs for that, because it was 70 centimeter band. And I'm anxious to try that out.
Okay, copy that. So I was the guy at the front of the room, running the cameras and recording everything.
Oh yes, I believe I remember. I remember that individual. So that's you. All right, very good. Yeah, he was. I know Dave, the EC, since he was just going off to college. And I knew his folks from church and things like that. He's done a good job there is EC. And between him and Mike and Tim, they really got to, and yourself, the membership really has blossomed from, 18 months ago, a handful of guys. Now there's 34 or something like that.
Yeah, copy that. We've got a really, really good team forming, and a really good command staff, if you will. John, KE8. Oh wow, WUO. He does the IT stuff. He's amazing at what he does. If he's listening, he's probably getting a big head at the moment. everybody just does a great job. I love being a part of it. I ended up moving and switching my address, and I got one of the postcards from Tim, and I had just hopped on the radio one day shortly after getting that, and he goes, "I think I recognize your call sign." And from that point forward, I've been in and hooked.
Yeah, well, the postcards, I did not get one of the postcards. I might have, or saw it on Facebook or something, and I just jumped on the, I don't really remember how it started. I think I jumped on the website, and being that it's a public service aspect, was the reason I got back into the hobby. I mean, I was in the hobby in high school, and I actually went to high school with Tim's two older brothers, and he was a little bit, he's several years behind, so I never really had him in any classes or anything. But then I remember him from his job over there for the county, and, I met him over there probably, early 2000s, when he was a lieutenant. And I saw him, and hey, I know that guy. when I went to the in person, and I jumped on the net right away before I had went to the in person back in December. And it's been good. A lot of good people, friendly, helpful. In fact, John, K-8-W-O, he after the last net, and he helped me get the WinLink set up on my computer. You know, he walked, you know, he sent me there, and then I found the pages, got it up, and, you know, pulled it up, and he was able to coach me just a little bit so I could actually send a message. So that was kind of cool.
Copy that. Have you had any luck with RF, or are you just using the internet? I forget what they call it. It's escaping me. But are you just using the internet side of it right now, or have you succeeded with RF out of the Mount Clemens digipeter?
If you're referring to WinLink, I've only done it across the internet, although every time I turn on my radio, the first time I key up, it comes back up connected to CMS, whatever that is. So I may be able to get deeper into the program, to the programming on this HT, because there's so much on this HT that I didn't know what it is. I was able to figure out offsets, you know, and tones and different things so I can get on the net, on the repeaters and what have you. But there's just so much in this HD that I haven't found it yet. I'm going to get back into it, though, and I was planning to do that this afternoon just to see about the CMS. Also, I have, this is a Baofeng UB5RM, and it seems to do pretty well. I've got an Antitone 578B3+, and I've got to figure out how to plug that into the computer. I finally downloaded the software from Antitone, and I'm just a little above my pay grade to read the radio and copy it and this and that and start programming it. So one of the guys from Hazel Park said group said he'd help me with that, and he doesn't live too far away, you know, 5 or 8 miles. So yeah, I'm excited about the whole idea. I was involved years ago in high school as a novice, and then, you know, work and family and life, you know, got in the way, careers, and I let it go by the wayside. I'd always maintained a CB radio, but that got to be crazy. So I went to GMRS. And there's a lot of stupid people there, too.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, copy that. You probably timed out there. As far as the repeater saying connected to CMN Network, if you go to whiskey8charliemikenovember.net, so W8CMN, you can actually look at the VHF side. It's a big linked system. So right now we've got Duran, Fenton, Flint, Guilford, Lansing, Lapeer, Mackinac, Saginaw, and Mount Clemens. It's a big linked system, so we can talk all over the state. And I think the UHF link is even bigger, and then DMR is even bigger than that.
All right, very good. Well, that Antitone radio that I have is the DMR and analog. But like I say, I got it hooked up so I can, but I have to manually tune the frequency. And right now I've only been able to get it to work simplex, because in order to hit the repeaters with the offset, I've got to program it through the computer. So somebody's ripping on me the other day, and I should this and you should that, and I said, well, baby steps, you know, baby steps, we'll get it. Back to what you're talking about, this other network, can go back over that just a little bit, and I'm in front of the laptop right now, I'll look it up. Back to you. KE8LAX from KF8FTS.
Yeah, copy that. So the website is W8CMN, which is Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November.net. If you go to that, you can click the little three lines at the top, and you can select what you want to look up. There's DMR, P25, VHF, UHF. So if you go on that website and you like click VHF, it will show you a kind of interactive map of where all the different repeaters are. And although Mount Clemens isn't on that map, I'm talking on Mount Clemens, and I'm aware that it's connected. So, but yeah, you can look through them. Like the FBI network is also on the UHF side of that, which is UHF side, which is even bigger than the VHF.
All right, yeah, I see it pulled up. There's a lot of stuff out there. A lot of stuff on this page. What do I want to log on to?
So for example, since we're talking on VHF at the moment, just go into the where the tab says VHF. And that should pull up everything that's on that link.
All right, so there's a lot of links on here. So if you go to the WATMN tab, and then...
So if you go to WATMN's website, you should, I believe at the top, because I'm currently on it on the mobile device, but you should be able to go to the top, and there should be an option for VHF. And if you click that, it should pull up the repeaters that are on that link.
Okay, yeah, there was under analog, there's VHF, UHF, and the 220 band, and then it says Alman VHF Hub, and then the VHF voter. Do you remember which one I should go to?
Well, just for basics right now, just click VHF, and that'll kind of show you what's in there.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I had to pull down the map. Yeah, there's six or eight of them right here in the general area. Yeah, I see that Mount Clemens is not listed, but there's a bunch of them. Okay, so how does this help me? Back to you.
So all of those that are listed, and actually if you go to the hub, Mount Clemens is listed, and you can actually currently see that we're talking because it'll light up for where it's receiving. You'll see everyone that's connected, but as we talk, every one of these repeaters is transmitting and receiving, so anybody in these areas on these repeaters can talk to us or hear us talking. This is not just strictly Mount Clemens.
Yeah, I remember at one of the meetings, maybe the last in-person meeting, they had a seminar where they had this, they had somebody from Central Michigan, from that group, CMEN, on a video conference on the big screen. I remember this. Well, I still don't quite see how it's not showing me or you. Maybe I need to connect it to something else through my HT.
Okay, so if you go back to analog, go back to analog and then go to Alman VHF Hub, and the page that it pulls up, you'll be able to see where everything's coming in, and it'll tell you the last receive time, and it'll light up which one's actually receiving. This is KELAX. You're struggling to get in now. Nothing heard. The repeater's just opening up and closing back down. This is KE8LAX. This is KE8NPC. I can hear the other station. I am off exit 73 here on 96. Copy that. This is KE8LAX. I got you coming in on the Lansing repeater. You're sounding loud and clear over here, but the other stations, Not making it in anymore. I don't know what happened, but thank you very much for that report. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure, no problem. It went Fran here. I'm in my mobile coming home from work. So I just passed 71 exit or mile marker 71 coming up through the construction head west on 96. But I can hear you loud and clear over here. I am using an ICOM 5100A. With a compact pump antenna. So, seems to work pretty well. I got a tram other antenna I'm going to try on here. It's a metal one. I want to see the difference between the two.
Copy that. Yeah, it seems to be doing pretty good. I've personally not had much luck with the compact short antennas, so I've got a Browning, I think 180 antenna on the back of the car at the moment, and I've had that antenna on and off about five different vehicles over the last 5 or 6 years, and it's been amazing. So I definitely am all for the taller whip style antennas.
That's actually funny to hear about this comp antenna. I don't think it's all worth it with what you paid for. I thought it would be a lot more, you get a lot more dB out of it. When I get set up in my residence, I'm going to try it as a base station antenna to see how it works with an NMO. I'm really surprised because I thought it would do really well, but I have a tram NMO antenna that I want to try to see the difference because I'm glad to hear that from another person about this combat antenna, so that's really good to hear.
Yeah, copy that. You'll probably notice that you're going to get much better receive and much better range with lower power. I can usually get on, I think my radio goes as low as, I think, 5 or 10 watts. For the mobile, and I can get probably about 25 miles from my local repeater before I have to bump up the power and people are saying that they can't hear me, but I can get almost 30 to 40 minutes away from my repeater and I can still hear people talking. Signal strength is a little on the low side, but I can still make out what they're saying.
Okay, that's good news. Good to hear about that. Yeah, I'm on my lowest power here on this ICOM 5100. I can hear you fine, but then, you know, you're a little bit of picket fencing in and out, so. Now, I actually might end up losing you here, so I'm gonna get off here. I'm going to try my tram tomorrow, switch it out tonight when I get home here. So I'm up here by the Ionia exit. I'm getting off to the house here shortly. So this is KE8 NPC 73. See you. Good talking to you. Have a good evening. Thanks for the information on the comp antenna. I'll let you know. I'll probably hear you guys out here tomorrow on my comp or on my tram antenna. K8 MPC, clear from there, final.
Copy that any time, and I should probably be out here tomorrow. Good luck with your test if I'm not. And I greatly appreciate your report from earlier about the other station and being able to hear me or not. So greatly appreciated. You have a good rest of your day. I will say 7-3s. This is KE8LAX. I'll be monitoring.
KF8FTS, monitoring.
FTS, this is KE8LAX. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened earlier, but I ended up losing you. I don't know if that's you trying to transmit, but if it is, I lost you again. This is KE8LAX, standing by.
KF8FGS, will be clear.
Copy that. I caught that last, but I don't know if I'll catch it again. So 7-3s, this is KE8LAX.
NATAF testing a new coax connection. Can anyone hear me?
Hello?
Seems to be full quiet in K0BBQ.
K0BBQ, this is NATAF. You copy?
Yeah, you seem to be full quieting on the...
All right, copy that. Thank you very much. I just had to replace a truck for coax in my lady's vehicle. NACAF clear.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8FGS monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
NAWCD, NAWCD, can you hear me?
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Why
you. This is NAWCB. Well, good afternoon to you. Well, I guess life moves on, and hope your day went well today. How was work, and how are you doing today?
Well, yeah, it was a good day today. I was busy. Kept my mind off of things, and, you know, just kind of plugged along. How was your day today?
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's kind of a void, kind of a weight there on your mind there, and it's been hard. Like I say, plugging along, that's what I did today. Cleaning up more stuff here. I went out today, I went to the funeral home and picked up the mom's remains there. So, but other than that, we're just, like I said, I haven't been outside. It sure was, sounded like it was nice out there, temperature-wise.
Yeah, it was nice out from what I heard. It's still about 64 degrees, so not too bad.
Definitely quite a temperature swing there. That's for certain. We've definitely got definitely had the rain here. Definitely have had some rumbles of thunder. The west side of the state. That was something, a very strong tornado or tornadoes for a 2% chance of severe weather.
Yeah, it just shows that you got to be prepared regardless of percentages and, other things. I was monitoring that as it came across the state, and I had seen it on the radar that I've got on the computer, and tracked it for a while, and feel bad for those people. I saw a police four deaths, several injured, and a lot of devastation over there.
Yeah, definitely looking at some pictures, that's for certain. Heart goes out to them there, you feel bad. You can't taste it, whether it's enhanced or whether it's high percentage or not. Definitely can't take some of this weather with a grain of salt. Definitely going to have at least some type of preparation, some type of eye to the sky or a way to get the information there.
Hey, Wayne, yeah, they're saying preliminary right now, they're looking no less than an EF3 for Union City, so.
Yes, that's the true. That like say, the power of these tornadoes. Something. The strongest tornado. I think they said, if I'm getting the statistic right, the strongest tornado for this this time of the year.
Yeah, and it's early. I fear this year is going to be. It's going to be one of those years.
Yeah, I agree with that prediction. I really do. The way the moisture was, and just the temperatures and the setup of the system. I have to agree with you. I'm unlike you. I think we're going to have another active tornado season.
Yeah, just the way it's been, it's just gotten warm pretty quick, too. I guess we'll see. We'll see how it plays out, and I've got Father's training coming up here in a couple, a few weeks, and so I guess we'll find out.
NAWCBEI, yes. Looking forward to it. I finally signed up. I think I boo-booed the first time there, made a typo at the address there, so I resent it. But I'm looking forward to it, and it's a good again. It's a good class, good refresher. They always give the National Weather Service always gives a good talk on it. So definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to going to that. I'm gonna bring one or two of the go kits, put it on display there, and just kind of show it off. So.
I think it's a good idea, to have those displayed. Whether it's for people attending or even for the National Weather Service representatives, at least they can see the capabilities that we have out here. And I think, like I say, it's the importance, again, getting back to amateur radio communication.
Yeah, for sure. It's just important. It's important to have, and it proves its importance. As things progress and go along.
Yes, absolutely. And we're there to secondary. We're there to augment the communications. I was kind of following along today on the app, and I know there was an opportunity, but we weren't needed and that one. And again, it's the being available, being there, and again, you never know whether communications are going to be overloaded or whether, again, the opportunity to use WinLink or those types of digital communications will come in handy.
Yeah, they opened the state EOC for those tornadoes. I'd gotten on my sims and kind of did some perusing, and noticed that they opened up the Lansing EOC for the storms and search and rescue stuff, so.
Yes, yeah, I'd heard the governor had ordered it to be opened. And again, local municipality and county resources, I'm sure, probably will need to turn to state resources in that. So, this is definitely a very needy situation, and again, it's gonna take a while for these folks to recover.
It's going to take a lot. I feel bad for them. It's horrible how, it's Michigan and it's one of those things. It's close Point, Michigan, close to the area over there, and how the storms progress. I watched them come across the state the other day, that day, and kind of monitor the radio.
Yeah, probably. I kept kind of an eye on the situation as it got in a little bit closer here. Probably kept a little bit more eye on it, but then started to see some of the reports coming in, and definitely the history of the storms. And we have some good rainfall here and some good thunder and lightning, and just praying that we're going to lose any power or anything like that. But case, thankfully, we're still here today. But like I say, it's always good to be prepared.
Yeah, no, it doesn't hurt. And it's been monitoring, and so I keep an eye on things, so.
Yes, exactly. So, anyways, yeah, we'll see what kind of week we have. I hear we're cooler tomorrow, a little warmer on Monday. I've heard a lot colder, more feasible toward the end of the week. So, just fasten your seatbelts on this one. NAWC.
Gee, why do you? Yeah, and then we got time change here tonight. Spring forward, so we lose an hour of sleep.
Yeah, that time change. I don't mind the extra daylight. I don't like the lack of sleep. I like the extra sleep in the fall, but don't like to turn back. Like, I guess one or the other there. But, yeah, I've got everything already set. But thank you. That reminds me. I've got a, the only thing that has to be done is the two radios. So, yeah, we'll have to take care of those here in a little bit.
Yeah, your phone, your VoIP phone there should automatically switch because it's connected to the network there, so it should automatically switch over.
Okay. Like I say, I'm hoping I'm gonna have to go back through it and see how I can monitor this repeater from there. I totally I remember the one spot, but then I trying to walk through it there. But I'm kind of anxious to see about transmitting as well on it. That would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, you'll have to give it a try there and test it out. I'm interested to see how it does.
I was going to say, did you try it on your AMS over internet provider phone?
Not yet. So I need to do that. Need to get in there and try it. I was going to do it last night, but it was a storm. But I didn't want to hang up the repeater just in case. But maybe I'll do that tonight. Maybe I'll give it a try.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Like I say, if I can access it, we'll have to give it a go there. But I may have to have the refresher course there or the try to get the do-over course or something.
Yeah, no, you're good. It should be the phone number should be in your phone book, and then you hit call, and it'll call. It'll say you're connected or whatever, and then you should be able to go in and key up on it, and then release, and it should be good to go.
Okay, that's the sequence, the combination I needed there. Thanks. I was looking at the other one, and that's what messed me up there. So I think I'm hopefully on the right path there. We'll have to give it a try.
Yeah. So everything should be all in the phone book, and then. There's a conference bridge in there as well, and I got your password there. I've got a pass it on to you. You can get into the conference bridge.
Ah, okay, okay, that'd be the next one. At least I've got the extensions, and at least I at least have an idea in my mind there how to get into that. So, hey, we're on our way, and heard some good conversation, I think, either on the app or on the radio today about it. So, definitely, sounds cool, sounds good.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's lots of fun. I enjoy it. It's a good, useful tool to have, and be something nice to have. Well, Dad, I am home. I'm going to head in and grab some dinner and unwind. I got to do it all over again tomorrow, but that's right. But, if you need anything, let us know, and appreciate you coming along north on our way up back home.
Yeah, definitely. Good to be back into the routine of listening today. Tried to get on the air a few times this week, so we're getting back to it slow but sure here. But thanks a lot for the ride along. Good conversation tonight. We'll let you head on in and unwind. You got one more to go, and at least you got a couple of days there again break for you. So anyway, relax tonight, enjoy dinner, get some rest, tell the family hello. 73 is an 88 to you and the family from Mom and I. This is NHWCB. We will be clear on your time.
Sounds good there, Dad. Sounds good. Get some rest tonight, and we'll talk here tomorrow. 73s and 88s to you and Mom. K-8-Y-N-U, sir.
Yes, my dream.
KF8-FGS, this is NAWCB.
Well, hello, Dick. Good afternoon, or good evening, I suppose. Are you still mobile?
No, that's negative. I'm at my fixed station here at my home, CTH. How about you? Are you you mobile or are you at home?
Well, we're at home. I was down at the airport today and been back. I'm just trying to get some things done outside. Got some things done on my truck, you know. I got to keep things going right. And I turned down a little while ago and just monitoring. And then I heard you and KEAYNU. And I thought I'd just step over to the radio and say hello.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I heard you earlier. I think you were talking with Dean earlier this afternoon. So yeah, glad to see you hear you on the radio, and again getting on the repeater. So that's good. I'm happy. Getting into the hobby there, and you're sounding good.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Dean gave me the lowdown on the repeater monitor on the network. And so I'm looking at the computer screen to see it go and whatnot. And I heard last night when the storms are coming in, I was listening to the guys doing the back and forth, the QSO, and Tim, NAWRO, said that he was going to get off the Sierra network before the storm came in. Is that something that is important to do? Over.
Well, we usually will disconnect. There's some of our assistant emergency coordinators have that capability to disconnect us from that network. So, you know, if we have a net or, say our Thursday night net or our Skywarn nets, at least we're not heard all over the state and, you know, tying up their repeaters and that. So they have that capability of being able to do that.
KFA-FQS. Oh, so it's not something that I need to do. That's something that the ECs take care of, or?
NAWCD, yes, Roger that. They take care of all of that. They have that capability. The Central Michigan Network is, you know, on this side of it, the 2 meter, the 70 centimeter, and the digital end. It's a very robust system, well thought out, put together, there's definitely people that run that. It can disconnect the links as need be for various events. But sometimes you'll hear MI1 or MI2 network connected. So then that way you know that you're connected throughout the state here or on the system.
Oh, it's good to know. It's good to know. Like I said, I told somebody else today at his base that, get to learn all these different nuances of the hobby. I'm enjoying it. I do need to get that antenna a little higher. I'm about 10 feet off the ground right now with my, as you might have heard, my shovel-handled J-pole, and I do need to get it up on the roof, but before I do, I got to get the coax. So I'm saving my shekels for some of that LMR 400. It's supposed to be a pretty low loss at 2 meters. So once I get that taken care of, when the weather changes a little bit, and I can get fill the chimney mount and get that thing up in the air, maybe I can get it, another 30 feet. I might be able to get to 40 feet. We'll see about that. Over.
Connected to CMN Network.
There you go. That tells us that we're connected there. That announcement comes in there. But that's the huge deal there. And I've heard you talk about had experience with radio, with amateur radio. Yeah, antenna and height and that type of thing. How the coax and all those elements are, so important. I've got a setup here to where I've got a mag mount antenna up in my crawl space of the house. So I'm limited a lot better than I was originally, but I'm like you. I'd ultimately like to get it outside, but small steps, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. This is KFA-FGS. What I may do in the meantime, because I am going to need a couple of pieces of coax, I need one to get down from the chimney to the box outside, and then I'll have a connector from a bus bar and bring another piece inside. So if I get that first piece, well, I've got a pole. I can get that kind of up about 25 feet. That way I'll be, right now it's on the south side of the house. I'm just with a short piece of coax coming in the dining room window. And if I can get this, the other piece of coax, and get this antenna up high enough to be able to do some simplex to the north. I don't need to get, the house is in the way. Even though it's a vinyl home, vinyl sided house, it stands in the way with all the electrical and what have you. So I came up with this idea about a week ago to get the antenna up a bit, maybe another 20 feet from where it's at right now. Still be with the coax coming in through the window, and I got a little right now. Just got a towel wrapped around the where the window closes to stop the wind. So maybe I'll get a piece of pool noodle
or something like that and just bring it in that way. And then I'll be able to transmit a little better to get a little bit further on my simplex contact. So far, my longest simplex has been about 25 miles. So we'd like to get that stronger, too.
Yeah, that sounds like that would do the trick there, Dave. I agree with you. Like you say, I think a pool doodle there will help, to keep the cold or the hot air from coming in your house. And again, getting enough coax where you can get it up on the roof and get it mounted in that. And like you say, I think it will give you a lot more distance. Whether it's on a repeater, you can get a little bit further out, or like you say, for simplex use, I think that will do the trick for you.
Yeah, I do have a technical question for you. I hear guys talk about when we're on the net, the different nets. Guys will say break for time. What does that mean?
Break for time. But what that means is the repeater will time out after something. Like it depends upon the repeater. Some are a minute, some are certain duration, and then it will time out the repeater. So that someone will have a long transmission, they will say break for time.
Oh, roger that. Okay, well, I guess now that I got this the CMN repeater monitor going, it counts off the second, with the time clock. So my last transmission was 1:49, so maybe our repeater there in Mount Clemens, maybe it's on a 2-minute time or something. But I heard Dave say that a couple times, and a couple of the other guys, Mike and Vernon, say that. So, it's just something for me to keep in mind is, and that learning curve, which is, it's not as steep as it seemed to be, but now they're talking about DMR and all this, and I suppose, in order to get my feet wet in the DMR, maybe I ought to get one of those, like that Bofeng DM32 seems to be pretty highly rated. For ham use, so maybe we'll have to, take some of my coax money and buy something like that. I don't know. I'm trying to decide if I should just wait on that. I know there seem to be pretty hot about it. We were at the meeting here the other night when getting on the DMR. I guess that's what the county wants us to do. We'll see how long it takes.
Again, DMR is, very popular. Dave gave me one of his DMR radios, TYT. Good radio, but a lot of programming involved in it, so it'll be good.
Yeah, I'd ask them if they would, have some kind of class in it. Maybe we could all bring our laptops and hook on, and I know there's a certain number we have to have, to be able to start logging on and programming things and what have you. So we'll see what that's all about. Like I said, it's quite a learning curve. I signed up on QRZ, and so I got that happening now, and I got squared away with ARRL. I had joined the ARRL when I first got started getting to study, and I got the technician book and antenna book and whatnot, and then I got my ticket and got my call sign, and I had to call them back and have them adjust all that, and so and then got on the WinLink all in the same day. This is last Thursday, and I go to bed about 8 o'clock. We get up pretty early, and it was 9:30 before I signed it off the radio. I was on with a John that hung out at on Thursday night, KEAWO, to get me hooked up on the wind link. You know, he walked me through it a little bit. So it's been quite a learning curve, but I'm enjoying it. And I guess that's the important part.
Well, that's the, again, you well know, that's the great thing about the hobby and how it has expanded out through the years. I've been licensed for about since 92, so yeah, it's definitely expanded out quite a bit. You know, with QRZ, if this is your first license, there's a spot on it that you might be able to get a discount for a radio or for 30% off or something like that. But you'd have to go on, you know, sign in and go on that site. Maybe that would, be some help to you too in that way. Just something you have to decide whether, you know, to save the money for the coax or get into DMR, I guess.
FPS. Yeah, I have as far as DMR, and I agree, save the shekels, because I want to get that coax and get that antenna up on the house. But I have an Anytone 578 that was given to me as a combination birthday Christmas gift for the next 5 years. And it's a DMR analog radio with so many capabilities. I mean, it does GPS and packet and APRS and all this crazy stuff that I have no clue what it's about. But there's a couple of the guys from the Hay Par group, Ham Club, that have that radio. And they said I'm supposed to get together with them and so they can show me how to work it. There's a lot of computer work involved, and that's really, I can do my spreadsheets, when I was working. But as far as that kind of technology, I'm right at the edge of understanding it. Back to you.
Dave, NAWCE. Yeah, like I say, there's a lot involved. You download the, there's the software that you can download to your laptop. And, if you've got cable, you can upload that to your, all that information from the software onto your radio and that. But it's good that people from the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club are helping you out on that. I've got to get another computer because it won't accept my the link here between the radio and the computer. It says that it doesn't have a port. So, but anyway, that will. Like I say, that'll open up the opportunities. I'll tell you, at least my thought is, get your coax, get your antenna up on the roof, and then that way you're able to get on the air and, improve, your distance there and such. But again, that's just my 2 cents worth. NAWCB.
Part of the reason that I got back involved was I like building things, and I like to do it yourself. When I first started getting back into it here this last summer, I thought I'd be warming my hands over tubes, only to find out that everything is solid state and programmable, so which makes it way different than what I remember, where we had to tune up our radios and play with all kinds of stuff to get them to work. And now it's sort of plug and play, as long as you have a computer, to get a program. Back to you.
Yeah, Dave, you're cutting in and out again a little bit like you were when during your CISO there with Dean, and I noticed that going on the other day when you were on the Dart. I'm wondering either if your connection is loose on the radio to your coax or... your batteries get low there on your radio. But it's definitely changed from tubes and crystals and things like that. But like I say, now you can program from the computer and upload it, download your information. Just pretty cool stuff. You know, it's changed from packet radio to a Winlink, and EMR is there, and APRS. Sky's the limit there. NAWCB, back to you, Dave.
Thank you for that signal report. The coax is marginal here, and the battery is getting low. I just checked it, and it is getting low. So I'm going to sign off. Dave, it's been good talking to you. It's another one I can log into my QRZ, right? So I'll get busy and do that. So this is KFA-FTS. That's Finding Good Signal. And we'll be clear with NAWCB on your final.
KFA-FTS. Good talking with you there. I've been trying to reach out to you, and we just haven't been able to get together here. But yeah, good talking with you, and yeah, probably time to charge the radio back up there. But hey, maybe we'll talk some more. I'm hoping to be at church tomorrow. We're gonna start coming back there, so hopefully we'll see you there. But anyway, I hope you have a good evening. 73s, and we'll talk to you down the page. NAWCB is Swift.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.